بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد. On behalf of the Islamic Dawah Academy, we would like to extend a warm welcome to all the sisters who are participating in this year's annual sisters gathering, which is the 20th annual sisters gathering, which has been taking place under the umbrella organization of the Islamic Dawah Academy. The Islamic Dawah Academy was formed and established by our respected Shaykh Hafidhahullah Ta'ala in 1991. And the purpose of establishing the Islamic Dawah Academy was to create an awareness and understanding of the correct teachings of Islam. So if we are able to understand the correct teachings of Islam, then we will be able to follow the correct teachings of Islam. And through this, we will be able to gain the pleasure of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And the ultimate goal will be, and the ultimate objective will be, through this, not only will we be pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, not only will we do those things which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward us in this world, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ultimately reward us also in the hereafter. So whilst we are seated in this program, and whilst we are listening to the lectures, we need to keep in mind a few points, a few intentions. If we correct our intentions, and inshallah, our time whilst we are over here, it will be fruitful for us. Firstly, we need to keep in mind that everything that is being said, we need to have reverence for it. All the nasiha and the advices which will be imparted, we should have reverence, utmost respect for it. Through this, we will be able to benefit from the talks which are being imparted. Secondly, we need to have love for the speeches which are taking place, the advices which are being imparted. Thirdly, we need to consider ourselves that we are in need of what is being imparted. When we come to gatherings such as these, the maqsad and the objective of these gatherings is not so that we can build ourselves academically, that we go away with a lot of education and a lot of knowledge. Yes, that is one part, one aspect of coming to these gatherings. But the main objective of organizing these gatherings is that we look into our lives and we see that how the outside world is impacting our lives, and what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want from us. So if we do this, then through this we'll be able to bring a positive change in our life. If we see that there are any deficiencies in our lives, then we will make an effort of getting rid of those deficiencies so that we become beloved in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are opportunities which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. That we have been in the outside world, and whilst we are in the outside world, we become negligent. When we come to programs such as these, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving us an opportunity to reflect, to ponder upon our past, to look at our current situation, and thereafter to make intentions and goals for the future. So the third point is ihtiyaj. We need to consider ourselves that we are in need of what is being said. And finally, we need to have a desire that we want to gain from what is being said. Talab. If we have talab, this desire that we want to gain something from what is being said, whether it be the lectures, whether it be the qira'ah, whether it be the nasheeds and the nats which are being imparted, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the speaker, the reciter, say those things which are relevant to our lives. And we will see that these are the deficiencies in our lives. So these are the few points that we need to keep in mind. If we keep these points in mind, then inshallah we will see that it will have a positive change in our life, a positive effect on our life. And after we leave this program, then we will be able to leave with a renewed intention, a renewed zeal, that we want to lead a life which is in accordance to the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.